This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by CameraPrices.com, your resource for anything camera-related. Go to CameraPrices.com. Now, after 20 years as a professional jazz artist, Tony Sweet changed careers. He kind of changed into the photography direction. The spontaneous and abstract nature of his jazz are integral elements of his nature of photography, and the transition was seamless. He became a full-time professional photographer after only 5 years of study and building stock. He's a frequent guest of the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, as well as a contributor to the Shutterbug Magazine itself. He's an instructor at BetterPhoto.com and was recently selected as the Nikon behind the behind the lens legends. Welcome to the show, Tony. How does it feel to be a legend? Whoops.
About the day before, about the same, sure.
About the same as the day before, huh?
Yeah, it's a real nice marketing thing, really. It helps a career. It's a pretty good thing.
Yeah, well, you know, being a legend only means that you have a bigger reputation to live up to.
Well, there's some truth to that.
Well, let's talk about some of the things you do that has built your phenomenal reputation over these last 5 years.
Thank you.
One of the big things you're known for are your workshops, and how's that going? Are you getting into the groove for the new season?
We're just starting to, Jack. We leave on Sunday for Charleston, then we do two in the Smokies, and then I'm giving a talk at Cumberland Falls, and then we're doing Cape May, then we're home for about a week or so.
Wow. You know, you're one of the busiest traveling guys I know of, but I know it's a lot of fun for you. I know you take pride in your work. We see some samples of your work here today. Thanks for giving us a few to put up at Photo Mall.
Sure, thank you.
We have them at FOTOMALL.com. And the workshop business these days, I mean, how's it doing? Is it good?
We're doing well. It gets better each year, actually. We've been very lucky, and of course we put in the hours, keep in touch with people and trying to get them out in the workshop, so it seems to work out pretty good so far, you know?
Yeah. I know that workshops take a lot of time, a lot of energy, and you were already telling me just before we came on the air, you said, yeah, Jack, I got to grab my suitcase and head out the door. So tell me a little bit about your preparation, what you do to prepare for a workshop. What do you have to do?
Oh, man. Well, step one is to get caught up around here because this is our longest road trip ever. It's like one solid month on the road.
Wow.
So at this point, we've got to get our mail forwarded to us on the road.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the FedEx packages held here, of course, and we can't forward them. But after getting caught up with submissions and client requests from here, then we start thinking about packing. We have like three or four packing lists that we go through.
And of course, you have your students at BetterPhoto.com. You got to take care of them. What do you use the internet for that? What would we do without the internet, huh?
It sounds crazy, man. Yeah, it's just funny that as we leave now, I've got like 80 students on BetterPhoto beginning next 5 days from now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I'll be teaching the regular workshop during the day and then pretty much staying up most of the night critiquing. So it'll be a fun month.
It's like you got the left hand going and the right hand going. You're multitasking all over the place.
It sure feels that way, yeah.
Well, let me ask you about your clients, your students. Is film dead? Are they still shooting film? Are we moving into an era where we have to say that film is dead? Or do you have a little of both still? Is there a mix?
Well, ironically enough, with ours, we're somewhere around 50-50. It always surprises me that we have that because it's getting more and more toward digital. But we have like 50-50 right now, and I'm encouraging them. No, we're encouraging students to shoot both formats. Because you know, digital is such a great teaching tool. It's very spontaneous. You see what you're doing right, you know, like immediately, and that's great for the workshop situation for sure. Since the film process is drying up, Jack.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. A lot of us hate to see it go, but it does seem to be heading that direction. Well, let me ask you this: do you really see any difference? I mean, has digital come of age now, or are they really the images really? As crystal clear as what we can expect from the printed images?
Oh, sure. I think for the most part, I mean, I still shoot film for certain conditions. You know, I mean, there's certain things that digital art is oversensitive to, like, you know, the blown-out highlight thing. It doesn't matter what megapixel you have, you know, that's a function of the sensor itself, and it blows out, like, you know, dramatic sunrises, sunsets, all those highlights get blown out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nature of it, you know, and, mm-hmm. and doesn't quite handle real vibrant reds and oranges that well. So I'll still shoot film for those situations. I mean, totally, absolutely.
Okay, well, let's take a look at some of your shots. Everybody go to Photomall, Photomall.com. And, Tony, I don't know if you're sitting in front of a computer. I need to describe these to you, but...
Yeah, I'm actually not, Jack, because I've got to use the land phone, which is in some
okay.
corner somewhere.
All right. Well, let's talk about the picture number one, the red flower. Tell me what we're looking at that looks like almost like a cylinder on a stem. Do you remember that one?
No, but let me grab my laptop.
Well, you know what? That's okay. I will just tell everybody that it's a beautiful image with a green background, and you've obviously put time and effort into selecting a background where the background is blurred and the flower is distinct in the foreground. And I want to mention to everybody, too, that you do not use Photoshop at all, do you? Your images are purely photography. Is that correct?
That's pretty much the way they look, yes, sir. I mean, we need to actually use Photoshop to make the image on the computer look like, you know, the transparency, so nothing comes in sharp or the color's not right most of the time.
Ah. Okay, so you do a little Photoshopping then?
Oh, sure, just not to make it look weird or too blown out or color, that kind of thing. But when you bring it into a... all right, Jack, I'm currently on the website right now.
Okay, all right. Wow, that was quick.
I got a laptop.
The red flower was the one that I was talking about there that's on the front page, and you can also click into the images.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Okay, that's actually a poppy, and what's interesting about that is the background, which is partially a grassy area and a gravel road.
Ah, okay.
Which is that gray area behind that, which makes a tremendous background when it's out of focus.
Yeah, absolutely. You know how to do that. That's an excellent job there of blurring
Thank
background
you.
And making that foreground pop out. And the bright colors, the brilliant colors, are always the key to a successful image, I think.
Yeah, I think color and people seem to like warm images rather than cool images, just on the color scale. You know, so I tend to look for things that are very warm and very very vibrant at the same time, you know, if we can.
Yeah, let me ask you this. In the images themselves, do you use, obviously you're using some lens technology here, aren't you?
Absolutely. Some lens technology. Well, actually, quite a bit of it in just one multiple exposure.
Okay. See, I got a guest in the studio, Stephen Burns, who's a Photoshop guy. He has a question for you. Stephen?
Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing, man?
Oh, great. I've got a question for you. What is the focal length of your lens that you use in this particular shot?
That's a 300 fixed. And
It's a 300?
It's a Nikon 300mm f4 lens, and what makes that somewhat unique is that the closest focusing distance is right around 4 feet, which is very close for a long lens like that.
That's right.
And that kind of exaggerates that background being blurred out, just at that aspect of the lens, you know.
It's just a wonderful example of what the camera can do. In terms of controlling your depth of field, that you don't quite get the same effects in the digital darkroom.
No, you got to do these out in the field. You know, you really can't have a detail in the background and kind of get rid of it that quickly in software.
Well, in flower photography, Tony, is the trick the lens, or is the trick getting down on your belly and getting dirty?
Or is it both? Oh, absolutely both. Yeah, yeah. I mean, with flower photography, I find that using a 105, but more than that, a 300 makes gives you a real nice background, because it's like the fall off of sharpness with a longer lens is like immediate after your point of focus,
mm-hmm.
if you're wide open,
mm-hmm.
and not so with shorter lenses.
What about camera? I know you're using Nikon, obviously being a Nikon behind the lens legend yourself.
I sure hope so.
But talk about your equipment a little bit.
I use a D2X and just got the D200, And I think they're both just tremendous, tremendous computers, you know.
Yeah. How do you like the difference? I mean, what do you see as the difference between the two of them?
Well, the megapixel difference is small, very, very minor. The D2X has much more battery power. It lasts longer out in the field, and it's maybe sealed probably a little bit better against the elements.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to shoot the D200, I would. I mean, permanently, because it's such a great camera, and it's a pro camera.
Well, let's talk about some of the other images here at PhotoMall. What are some of your favorites here, and give us some information on how you took them.
Oh, man, probably number three.
Mm-hmm. That would be the closed, looks like a tulip.
Yeah, exactly. What's unique about that is that the, and I find this a lot when you get out and photograph flowers, that you want to get you don't want to photograph in bright sun, obviously, but you want to have your background in bright sun.
Because
that's how it shows up. For example, in number three there, that orange background is probably about 50 feet behind the flower.
Right.
And it's in, like, bright hot sun.
Wow.
So it's like lighting that up, but when it's out of focus like that, it doesn't really look hot. You know, it just gives you a very bright, out-of-focus background.
Yeah, it's not backlit either, so...
No, the flower and the green stuff is in dark, dark shade.
Tony, we're going to have a few more questions for you. Can you hang out with us?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
man.
When we come back, more with photographer extraordinaire and legend Tony Sweet.
Thanks,
you're
Doug.
Listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, Global Food for Thought.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider PhotoSimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use PhotoSimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the PhotoSimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. PhotoSimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about PhotoSimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to PhotoSimile.com. That's Photo, S-I-M-I-L-E.com.
Your photos should be on a postcard. go to GetCashForPhotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken, if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to GetCashForPhotos.com. That's GetCashForPhotos.com.
Choosing the right franchise is a critical step for anyone looking for an efficient and profitable road to business ownership. Knowing where to begin the process of finding the right franchise can be a daunting task. So if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business but don't know where to start, remember this name, FranChoice. FranChoice provides a free service to prospective franchise owners. The FranChoice consultation process can save you both time and money in your search, provide you with intelligent choices based on your goals and preferences, and best of all, it's free to you. Our franchise experts will gather information about you, including your experience, goals, and desires for franchise ownership, arrange a confidential consultation, and develop a personalized model for use in evaluating franchise opportunities. Visit our website at www.franchoice.com. Find your perfect business match at franchoice.com. That's franchoice.com. FranChoice. Our mission is helping people realize their dreams.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers here on the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show. This segment of the show is brought to you by Photosimile.com. The home of your PC-controlled studio-in-a-box. Go to Photo, that's P-H-O-T-O, Simile, S-I-M-I-L-E.com. We're speaking with the legend, the Nikon legend behind the lens, Mr. Tony Sweet. And we're also looking at his photographs at Photomall, F-O-T-O-M-A-L-L.com. And Tony, at the break, Stephen and I were trying to pick out our favorites. Stephen, I think, what did you pick, Stephen?
I believe I picked number 1 and number 7 because it's an incredible abstraction to them. Are you influenced by painters at all in your work?
Well, not really, aside from the obvious Monet, but that's only tangential. I mean, first of all, like Pat O'Hara has been doing this for 30 years, and so is Freeman. They're kind of my two of my big heroes, you know.
Right, you've really mastered your color coordination, because most of the time when I see photographs that are along this style, they're very vibrant, a lot of primary colors. You really have a subtlety for color, mastering the pastels as well as adding some of the primary colors as a compliment.
Well, thank you very much.
And we also like the isolation, the way you isolate images, and your composition, of course, is always outstanding, Tony. Well, let me ask you.
Thank you, Jack.
This kind of photography knowledge is very valuable to people. I want to encourage them to buy your book, Fine Art Flower Photography.
Thank you.
And tell us a little about the book. What's going on? What are you teaching us in the book?
Well, it's basically just pictures of flowers taken sort of off the beaten path, you know, and the descriptions are somewhat succinct, but I think to the point. So there's not a whole lot of, wading through a lot of word count type books. You know, it gets to the point pretty quickly, you know. It's sort of a reference book almost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just different things to try out in the field.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of books out there. So, I mean, what exactly is that, what makes yours different?
Yeah, I think so. Just the very directness of it. I mean, that's what I wanted to see in a photo book for years. Just a very, like, here's the picture, here's the text. Just very, everything in the same location in the book, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what I wanted to see forever, and nobody ever did it. So when I got enough material, I kind of tried it myself, you know?
Now, is it for sale at TonySweet.com or Amazon?
It is.
Or?
Everywhere. Okay. Yeah, everywhere. Amazon's got it. I've got a signed version for me.
Okay. Well, we got to get it at Photo Mall. We got to put it up there and start selling it there too, buddy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
This is really good stuff. Well, now,
thank you.
As an instructor at BetterPhoto.com, and I know you know Jim Motke, he can't be on today. We're really happy to have you. Jim's frequent guest on the show. Tell us about how you got involved with Better Photo and what do you do there?
Well, yeah, I got a call from Jim and from one of his teachers, Brian Peterson, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brian recommended me, and then Jim contacted me, and then I was one of the first teachers brought on. I think Kerry Drager was brought on, then myself, when this thing first started. It's just a brilliant idea. It's just brilliant, mm-hmm. And it seems to work out extremely well. Of course, Jim, as well as I do, he's a tremendous,
He's a great teacher himself.
I'm sorry?
He's a great teacher himself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And he's put together a tremendous staff of a lot of my heroes, actually.
Yeah.
And the classes go pretty well. I'm teaching image design, which is a compositional course, and I teach one on fine art flower. Mm-hmm. And just started one on the D200. Jim started a series of camera-specific classes, like how do you operate the camera, basically. Rather than reading the manual, it breaks it down much quicker.
Much needed.
Yeah, Jim thought so, and it's picking up like just incredible,
And when people take your course, Tony, do they get direct contact with you?
Oh, sure, absolutely. It's done via the internet, but there's always a phone contact if they want, or like email, off the website, just between me and them personally. I mean, we're totally available. All of us are.
Yeah.
To all the students,
Well, that's why I was talking about it. Like when you're going on these workshops, a lot of people who would buy a class, they say, well, gee, if he's gone on a workshop, how's he going to teach me? And then thank the good Lord for the internet, because that makes it possible for us to communicate no matter where we are.
Yeah, thank my parents for giving me the genes to sleep 4 hours a night.
That's the hard part, I would imagine. Well, do you have any other books on the horizon?
Just finished one a few months ago, and it's the printer. I got the first edit back from that. It's called Fine Art Flower Photography. I'm sorry, Fine Art Nature Photography 2, and deals with the art of art of interpretation.
Wow. Okay. What? Once again, the name.
Which name?
The Fine Art of.
It's Fine Art Flower Photography 2. That'll be out two. In January next year.
Okay. Great. Thanks for being a guest today, Tony. We'll see you around the block.
Thanks again, Jack. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
You bet. You're listening The Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, Global Food for Thought.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit BetterPhoto.com now.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
CameraPrices.com has reviews, ratings, and prices on digital cameras, memory cards, lenses, and other camera gear. It's a popular website among photographers, students, small business owners, and parents. Anyone who wants to save time and money. Don't waste hours browsing dozens of websites to find the best deal. Visit CameraPrices.com and find what you're looking for and where to buy. It's easy. Just search by price, brand, or other common specs and find your gear in minutes. Before you buy, read our store ratings, which are bias-free because they're written by consumers just like you. Now you can compare store ratings, reviews, and prices to get the best deal from a trustworthy store. And here's a popular feature for those on a budget. Use our price drop alert. It's free. Just tell us the lowest price you want to pay. The moment the price drops within your budget, we'll email you the details. This service alone can save shoppers hundreds of dollars daily. Next time you think of buying camera gear, visit CameraPrices.com.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
Ever wonder how to sell an item on eBay? Want to know buying basics? Is it time to take your eBay sales to the next level? Register for eBay's official eBay University, and you'll soon be buying or selling like a pro. This day-long class offers tips and tricks from eBay experts who are eager to answer all of your buying and selling questions. Come learn everything from basic selling to more advanced selling tips, bulk loading, and bookkeeping, and how to add photos to your listings to make them more profitable. You'll spend the day in an interactive personal classroom setting and leave ready to conquer the world of eBay. Space is limited, so register now. To find an eBay University class near you, visit www.ebay.com/university. Unleash the knowledge of trading. Register for eBay University, coming soon to a location near you. That's www.ebay.com/university. See you there.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords. Correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Chrome Digital Labs. We still do quality E6 processing. Go to Chrome, C-H-R-O-M-E, digital.com. And our next guest, I have a special thank you for. He showed up at the Seattle Space Needle broadcast when we were doing the 10th anniversary. And he's a commercial photographer in Tacoma, Washington. His passion is stitched panoramas, which I find is really unique. We're going to ask him about those. His name, Chip Van Gilder. Hi, Chip, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Chip, you know, and I know you're on a photo shoot. I appreciate the fact that you took the time to, you know, come on the show with us today and tell us a little bit about your photography. I'm going to tell the audience to go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, and take a look at some of the shots that you took at our live broadcast and then some of the stitched digital panoramics that you've given us. In shot number one, you have just a standard shot of Jim and I up at the Space Needle, and I'm pointing to, the skyline out there.
Yeah, something north. Yeah. I think that was a semi-staged shot, but, you know.
Yeah, a little bit of staging there, but we're all actors.
Yeah.
and then shot number two, though, which I find a little more interesting, maybe just because my ugly mug isn't in it, on the front page, and we have included you in our Hall of Fame gallery. In the gallery, it's shot number eight. It looks like the interior of a building. Tell us a little bit about that shot.
That's kind of the orangish one.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine. It shows here as nine on my screen. But
okay, and it has a design in the roof. And that's the like the wires going over or the lines. Maybe we're not talking to the same one.
Okay, let me back up, make sure I got there. Oh, yeah, it is definitely number 8. Okay, that's actually the Rainier Mall there in Seattle, and
okay.
It's 5 stories, and I'm actually looking down. And
that's an interesting lighting challenge, I would imagine. Is it or is it not?
No, it was a little tough. It was a good thing. It was slightly overcast at the time I was shooting, and that helped diffuse a little bit of the light from the ceiling, and I was able to keep the whole thing kind of together.
Well, right next to it in the gallery, I wanted to talk a little bit about the very first shot that I ever saw you. When we met in Tacoma, to make the story realistic here, we met in Tacoma, and I was looking at the old building where my old offices used to be on St. Helens there. And you were at the coffee shop, and you had what appears to be a stitched image. In the gallery, it's your image number 7. And I wanted to ask you, since I have my Photoshop guru here, Stephen Burns, he's coming on the final segment of the show and may have a question or two for you as we go along here. But in this shot, are these stitched in Photoshop, or how did you put this shot together with the black surrounding it and the images of St. Helens?
Actually, I use a program called PTGUI, PTGUI. Okay. It's out of Holland.
Okay.
It's a relatively inexpensive stitching program, and that's the only thing it does is stitch.
I see.
It allows me to put it out in a variety of formats, a TIFF, a JPEG, or a PSD file.
Well, Steve has a question about that.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, great. Now, so the PT GUI program is allowing you to basically stitch things in all directions, your X and your Y axis.
Right.
Whereas in Photoshop, it normally is allowing you to stitch them horizontally.
Right.
It doesn't allow you to, you have to basically go in manually to stitch it in vertical and horizontal at the same time.
Right. And this program does a really good job of finding matching points with related photographs.
Okay.
And then it allows me to move my horizon around. So normally what it does is it assumes that dead center in the image would be your horizon. Well, it allows me to move the horizon back down to the bottom, which causes the buildings to go vertical in this particular case.
Now, compared that to the other stitched image you have, which is more horizontal in nature, your image number 6 of the buildings.
Oh, yes, yep.
Okay, is that the same program?
Same program.
Okay. Why is this picture longer?
Only because of the amount of time, direction I went around it. This picture is about 220 degrees of view.
Mm-hmm.
The two lampposts on either side of the picture are actually across the street from each other. I'm standing in the middle of the street. The other picture was probably only about 170 degrees, and my importance of the other picture was the three buildings, the relationship of the three buildings at the intersection there, rather than the horizontal part of it. I wanted some vertical element to it.
I have a question. First of all, I'd like to compliment you on how you use the black surrounding.
Thank you.
As part of the composition. Most photographers would try to fill that in with something that makes it look like it was a panoramic shot, but you included the actual the different composition of the individual images with the black background as part of the piece.
Right. Now, yeah, that's an important element to me in that.
That's wonderful technique. Now my question is, how many photos are you shooting to produce one panoramic in general?
The first one we looked at, image number 7, the one with the three buildings, there's 57 images in that particular one.
Wow. How long has it taken you to put this together? Put one together? Approximately.
Half an hour.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The PT GUI is really quick, does a good job, and has some really good technical background stuff that you can go in and make some minor corrections to it.
I would definitely be looking into this program.
Yeah.
it's an inexpensive program. The stock might go up after today's discussion. But
we'll take a look at it. We'll Google it.
Yeah. It's really fantastic. The other one, number 6, which is the 19th Street thoroughfare there, That's 63 images.
Wow.
And there's a couple of blank spots in there. I probably could have taken 64 and 65 to fill in the spots, but that's part of that is the unique photographic usage that I'm doing here. And, yeah, I could have filled in the blue sky, but the blue sky doesn't, you know, isn't part of the picture. That's
right. Well, you also have, now, you have a straightforward, a couple of straightforward panoramic shots. One is the skyline of Seattle. That's your picture number 5. I'm assuming you took that the day you're up there with us.
Right. Now that one, actually, in my version of it, does have some jaggedness around the edge, but when it got included in the photo mall, it got cropped just a little bit. But that's what usually happens is most people do this straight format with the square edges all the way around. And in fact, the number 9 is definitely that. That's a total commercial interior shot where it's put, you know, the square edges are totally that way.
Now, do you get requests? Is this part of your business, Chip, there in Tacoma to do these types of shots in stores and shops?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. And how can people get a hold of you?
My webpage is chipshotphoto.com.
Okay. Stay with us. Stand by. We're going to have our photo news here. Stand by for news.
Okay.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire. The Bellagio Gallery of Fine Art announced plans to present an exhibition featuring nearly 50 masterworks by American photographer Ansel Adams. The exhibition, entitled Ansel Adams America, which will be on view May 3, 2006 to May 6, 2007, will include a collection of legendary artworks based on a selection personally chosen by Adams before his death, which he considered among the most important and iconic images of his epic career. Among these, Monolith, Face of Half Dome, Yosemite National Park, California, Rose and Driftwood, San Francisco, Aspen's Dawn Autumn, Dolores River Canyon, Colorado, the Tetons and the Snake River, Grand Teton National Park, Wyoming, and a rare image of Boulder Dam. These works trace 4 decades of Adams' experimentation with black and white photography. The Pennsylvania Breast Cancer Coalition, in conjunction work with Lehigh Valley Hospital and Health Network, will premiere its traveling photo exhibit, 67 Women, 67 Counties, Facing Breast Cancer in Pennsylvania, in the Greater Lehigh Valley from April 6th to the 23rd, 2006. The photo exhibit will be displayed at Lehigh Valley Hospital Muhlenberg in Bethlehem. This educational work of art features women from each of Pennsylvania's 67 counties, along with a message about how breast cancer has touched their lives. The exhibit encourages women to learn about early detection and celebrates the life, courage, hope, and dignity of women and families who have battled breast cancer. Michael Holt, owner of Art Angel Studio in North Texas, is attempting to tackle a monster-sized project by collecting 1 million photos to create an enormous mosaic art piece. Once completed, the final artwork, titled Face of Change, will be sold at auction, and the proceeds will be given to support global, national, state, and local charitable organizations. The exhibit is called the Pixel Pop Art Project, and is being developed to create pop culture art history by assembling a mosaic art piece made up of half-inch photos of participants collected on the webpage. More information is available on the website, www.pixelpopart.com. This has been Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Chip Van Gilder, a photographer, commercial photographer out of Tacoma, Washington, who did the photography up at the Seattle Space Needle Show, who has a unique style and technique of stitching together panoramic shots, which we've been talking about. One of your interests, I was reading your bio, is teaching photography in school, Chip, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. What is the... What do you enjoy about that, and where do you teach?
I have a couple of different schools that use me. One of them is the Tacoma School of the Arts downtown, and they'll use me as an artist in residence once in a while to add to their faculty for classes. And then one of the other ones is Tacoma Baptist Schools. My wife has been teaching there for a number of years, and right now I have 6 senior fellows that were interested in photography, and we worked out a deal, and I'm helping them out.
And that's great. And do you teach darkroom?
I would like to, and we're going to come over and visit my darkroom, but all of them have a digital camera. And the plus about the digital side of it is the instant feedback. They can take a picture and go, wow, that's overexposed, rather than waiting a week and going through the dark room in a process and figure out that they blew a picture. We can work on it right there and figure out what the lighting problem was. It's so fast in teaching these guys, and of course they're so talented. Anyhow, I'm just being blown away by them. But
yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? The youth has really captured, really grabbed onto this digital revolution, and we have some amazing artists. And Stephen, in the next segment, is going to talk a little bit about some tips that some of the younger generation can use in Photoshop. You know, why don't we just do huge hangings and abstract shows and public art shows all over the place? Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, I know it. It'd be great.
Yeah, I love the fact that you were hanging in a coffee shop there, and that's how we met.
Yeah. Well, I curate actually art into at least six locations here in Tacoma, and I keep trying to add some more. And it's not all just photographic art. I try to. We've got such a huge art community here that I'm tied into that I try to get as much art as I can into the area, but I make sure that there's a good representation of photographic art, too.
Well, and I know, you know, in talking to Tony, the guest prior to you, he's in Maryland. He's involved in that. You're in Tacoma, Washington. I mean, art has swept the nation and has revived itself with the digital revolution.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
yeah. And I think that it's exciting times that we live in for the art community.
Right.
You're actually when we talked before, you formed an organization up there, didn't you? Or you're working?
Yeah, we're working on it. We actually did just come up with a name, Tacoma Arts Community.
Okay.
And we've. Work to organize ourselves and promoting the arts.
Right. We're going to have to run, Chip. I'm going to send everybody to your website. Say it one more time.
Chip Shot but Photo.
Thanks for being with us, Chip.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use Photosimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the Photosimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, S-I-M-I-L-E.com.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit betterphoto.com now.
Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to getcashforphotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to getcashforphotos.com. That's getcashforphotos.com.
CameraPrices.com has reviews, ratings, and prices on digital cameras, memory cards, lenses, and other camera gear. It's a popular website among photographers, students, small business owners, and parents. Anyone who wants to save time and money. Don't waste hours browsing dozens of websites to find the best deal. Visit CameraPrices.com and find what you're looking for and where to buy. It's easy. Just search by price, brand, or other common specs and find your gear in minutes. Before you buy, read our store ratings, which are bias-free because they're written by consumers just like you. Now you can compare store ratings, reviews, and prices to get the best deal from a trustworthy store. And here's a popular feature for those on a budget. Use our price drop alert. It's free. Just tell us the lowest price you want to pay. The moment the price drops within your budget, we'll email you the details. This service alone can save shoppers hundreds of dollars daily. Next time you think of buying camera gear, visit CameraPrices.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by SharpPicks.com, home of the deflector for great product shots and a snap. Go to SharpPicks, that's SharpPicks.com. The team here at WS Radio Network is very excited because we're now able to provide you special offers and discounts and prizes. We have something for everyone. All you need to do is to log on to ClubWSRadio.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for the monthly email newsletter. And, of course, your email address is sacred to us and will never be sold or used by third parties again. That's right, ClubWSRadio.com. Join the club. And I have with me our Photoshop guru, Mr. Stephen Burns from the San Diego Photoshop Users Group and ChromeIllusions.com. And Stephen is going to give us three Photoshop tips that we can all use. Right, Stephen?
All right. That's right. Well, since we talked a lot about nature and landscape or outdoor photography today, some of the three tips that really helped me, especially in making tonal and tonal correction to your images without oversaturating your images or desaturating your images, because that's usually what happens when using levels or curves in the RGB mode, red, green, and blue mode. So I recommend that you go to the lab mode, the LAB mode. That's now for those Photoshop people out there. That's under the image menu and go to mode and then select lab. Now, what this is going to do is it's going to separate your color channels from your tonal range. So now you can make adjustments tonally, add contrast, decrease contrast if you like, and not distort your color. So that's tip number one.
Excellent.
All right. Tip number two, use adjustment layers, because now with adjustment layers, you can apply your levels, your color balance, your hue and saturation. And if you don't like what you did, you can use your masking techniques by painting with black on the adjustment layer to remove the particular technique from any localized area of the image. So that's tip number two.
Okay.
Tip number three. I may have more time for another one.
Hey, good. Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
Tip number three, use selective color for color management. Now, selective color is under your image adjustment selective color menu, or use your adjustment layers right beneath your layers palette in the bottom. A little black and white half circle will give you your adjustment layer for selective color. Selective color will allow you to choose any color in your photograph, red, green, cyan, magenta, and yellow, and make adjustments to that color only. So if you want to take only the reds in your image and make them a little darker or a little more yellow to it, or you want to add a little more blue to the red, it will only affect the reds only. So that's I find that to be a very powerful tool for color correction. Now, I believe I have time for technique number four.
Yes, go.
Right.
We got a minute and a half.
I get a lot of questions on what is the best way for sharpening. I can keep going with this, you know.
Yeah, no, that's great. You can even plug your book. Go for
it. I get a lot of questions on what is the best technique for sharpening. The most common technique is under the filters menu is to go to the sharpen unsharp mask. Now, my favorite technique is the high pass technique. When you go to your filter menu, other, and select high pass. Now, duplicate your layer first so that you're going to apply the high pass to your duplicate layer. What it's going to do is it's going to make everything on your image completely gray with the exception of the highlights. It won't touch the highlights. Now, once that's done, you're going to go to your blend modes in your layer, which is in the top left-hand corner of your layers palette. Instead of normal, select hard light.
Why is that?
Because hard light is going to wash out your medium gray tone on that high-pass layer and allow your highlights to remain. So visually, it's going to give you this incredibly sharp-looking image, which you can control the sharpness by adjusting your layer opacities.
Okay, Stephen. Now, where can we find more of these tips? I know there's a book out there. What's the name of the book?
There is a book out there somewhere. My new book is called Advanced Photoshop CS2 Trickery and Effects. Now, take a look at it. My website, www.chromeillusion.com, chromeillusion is in Nancy, .com. Now, click on books, and also you can get this at Amazon. You can get this at Barnes & Noble, Borders, any of your local bookstores. They carry them.
Oh, and you can also get it right here at Photomall, FOTOMALL.com.
Actually, I highly recommend that you come to Photomall and get it here.
Excellent, Stephen. And we would be remiss without plugging your location in San Diego is the San Diego Photoshop Users Group.
San Diego Photoshop Users Group, SD. As in San Diego, PhotoshopUsers.com.
Well, thanks once again for being our Photoshop guru. You have been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.